Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It's 7 minutes past 5 o'clock on KDKA. Time for us to find out what's going on as we take a ride together in our drive at 5. 50 degrees and lots of sunshine, except for the automaker Kia, who is recalling 427,000 of its Telluride flagship SUVs, saying they may roll away while parked. In a notice posted on the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration website, Kia says they have some components in the drive shafts, the affected vehicles, that may not be fully engaged, which can cause the vehicles to roll away while parked. This was the model year 2020 through and including the model year 2024. Kia estimates the percentage of defects to be around 1%. Only 16 total vehicles have been flagged so far, and no injuries have been reported. Kia says that owners should manually engage your emergency parking brake before you get out of the vehicle until your car is fixed. Says that the dealers are going to update the car's electronic parking brake software, replacing any damaged intermediate shafts as necessary. All of it will be done free of charge. ICE and the use of solitary confinement is coming under a lot of heat as the immigration detention centers increases under the Biden administration, according to federal data. Some Democratic-aligned lawmakers demanding an end to the practice of solitary confinement, or at least the creation of rules that would limit it, accusing the federal government in a letter of being in clear violation of international norms. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, quote, has isolated individuals in its facilities for months and even years, used solitary as punishment for minor infractions, and placed in solitary vulnerable individuals, including those with mental health conditions, end quote. That according to Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey and Elizabeth Warren. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin writing in a letter to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and ICE Acting Deputy Director Patrick Lechleitner. ICE has failed to follow its own guidelines that limit both the punitive use of solitary confinement, they say, and the imposition of additional forms of punishment in solitary confinement. Five people shot following a dispute over a parking space in Detroit. It happened at 2:45 this morning outside a blues club. What became a physical confrontation escalated when one man involved pulled a gun from a vehicle and fired shots into a crowd, according to the assistant police chief Charles Fitzgerald in Detroit. When the gunman drove away, they found 7 or 8 shell casings found in the parking lot. No arrests have been made just yet. Faculty and students protested in Florida, a law that is prompting backlash from professors, students, and advocates across university campuses. They say the measure could keep Chinese grad students out of their schools. State Bill 846 restricts the state's public universities from hiring graduate students for positions such as researchers and lab assistants from countries of concern, including China, the largest contributor of international students in the state. While the measure went into effect last July, schools typically issue offer letters in the spring. Now, the legislation is part of an attempt to counter China's malign influence in the state. Critics say they'll do more harm than good, however. From taking legal action to participating in rallies this week, students, faculty, and others are calling for the measure to be reversed, arguing that the law could pose a threat to the state's academics and impede scientific advancements and freedoms as well. The CDC is warning of an increase in bacterial illnesses that can lead to meningitis and possibly death. The Associated Press reporting that U.S. health officials are warning of an increase of a rare bacterial illnesses, of some of them, I should say, that can lead to meningitis. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued an alert to U.S. doctors this week about an increase in the types of an invasive meningococcal disease, most of it due to a specific strain of bacteria. 422 cases reported in the U.S. last year, the most in a year since 2014. How does the brain choose which memories to save during sleep? New research has been released saying that memory, while it's mysterious, certain life events remain clear in our minds no matter how long ago they happened, while other episodes, even from a day or a week ago, may be fuzzy and hard to recall. Well, a study that was published this week in Science reveals why it happens. Scientists have found the brains of humans and other mammals have a system for choosing which life experiences are important to cement into long-term memory and which ones will be allowed to fade. Experiments in mice revealed that during waking hours, cells in the brain's hippocampus spark a specific pattern called sharp wave ripples. And they tag important experiences for movement into long-term memory storage that happens during sleep. This was research that while it was performed in mice, they saw certain brain processes have remained almost the same as mammals have evolved. So the findings can tell us a lot about ourselves, says the study's senior author, a professor of neuroscience at NYU. Here in Pennsylvania, Greene County has been added to a commercial vehicle quarantine designed to help slow the spread of the spotted lanternflies. Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture added the Southwest County to the list of areas under a quarantine, which now includes 52 Pennsylvania counties. It applies to trucking firms, train lines, and companies that dispatch vehicles of any kind into or out of the impacted zones. Owners of these commercial vehicles are required to obtain a free permit verifying that the driver can recognize and will remove spotted lantern flies and their egg masses. A fine for noncompliance can be up to $300 for a criminal citation. A civil penalty can reach as much as $20,000, they say. And Carnegie Mellon's spin-out has raised $1.7 million. Gaither AI, a Squirrel Hill maker of computer vision and AI-powered warehouse inventory monitoring equipment, has received $1.7 in Series A1 funding, which was led by Bain Capital Ventures. Also participating in the funding round were Tribeca Venture Partners, Dundee Venture Capital, Expa, and Bling Capital. The new investment means the company has raised $34 million since its founding in 2017, which will be used in scaling operations. Barcode scanning is a common tool used for inventory tracking, but capacity constraints make it difficult for workers to survey a full warehouse. Inaccurate inventory counts can cost a business hundreds of thousands of dollars per year in missed orders, according to Gaither AI. And finally, Louis Gossett Jr., the Oscar-winning actor from An Officer and a Gentleman and Roots, has died at the age of 87. He was the first black man to win an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor when he played the no-nonsense drill sergeant in An Officer and a Gentleman in 1982. Louis Gossett Jr. is an acting career that spans six decades, appearing in dozens of movies and television shows, including the film adaptation of A Raisin in the Sun in 1961. He was in The Deep in 1977, also played in Roots that same year, and a career that went well past Officer and a Gentleman and finally had a late run in his career on HBO's Watchmen in 2019. Louis Gossett Jr., dead at the age of 87. And that is today's Drive at 5. Those are the stories driving headlines on this, the 29th day of March, 2024. I'm Rick Dayton on KDKA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.